I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, win a marathon in Boston, get a wreath from Greece. But first...
First, I want to win a major, and hopefully I can win the four majors in 1 year.
That's 14-year-old Chinese national Tinlong Guan, the only amateur to make the cut at the 2013 Masters Tournament, currently ongoing in Augusta, Georgia. And a confident amateur at that. He was also the only player to be penalized for playing too slowly. The Lords of the Green Jacket added a stroke to his second-round total, the first penalty of that sort in 18 years at the Masters. Good thing he made the cut, or the UN might have felt compelled to call an emergency session of the Security Council. News like that might have even knocked Tiger Woods going for his fifth Green Jacket right out of the headlines. Augusta National's golfing traditions are widely celebrated. The club's membership traditions, which are slowly changing, have been widely criticized. But another of the time-honored rituals is eating one of the club's pimento cheese sandwiches. And even that simple pleasure is causing something of an uproar. ESPN, the magazine, senior writer Wright Thompson joins me from Augusta, Georgia to explain. Wright, welcome back to Only a Game.
Pleasure to be here. I mean, I'm embroiled in pimento gate, so it's just... very serious business.
Before we get into the history of the controversy, just describe Augusta National's original pimento cheese sandwich and tell us how this year's tastes different.
The original, it's much more like your grandmother's than something that would come out of like a Cisco truck, in that you could see the individual shredded pieces of cheese and the pimentos, and it was very obviously made by a human. And, you know, we can argue forever. I mean, I personally think my grandmother's pimento cheese recipe is much better than the original Augusta National one, but I need to be careful to say that because the Pinkertons might come get me. But they changed it, and so this year, honestly, it feels a little chefified to me. Like, there's some more spice. The true offense is just at any sort of change.
Any sort of change at Augusta is suspect. You learned that a man in South Carolina made the pimento cheese for years until Augusta National gave the business to the Georgia Fried Chicken restaurant chain Wifesaver about 10 years ago. What happened next?
So they gave it to them, and then the old man wouldn't tell them the recipe. So the Wifesaver guy, he had to figure it out. And they couldn't find the right cheese. And the cheese the old man used was more orange than usual cheese. So they kept trying cheese, and they would bring samples out to the club. They would taste them, like, this is close, but this isn't it. And so finally, he arrives upon the correct cheese, makes it, and it still isn't the same. So now they don't know what to do. So they go above the old man's head and call his suppliers and get them to check his invoices to find out what he's ordering. Lo and behold, he's only ordering cheese, pimentos, and mayonnaise. So there's a secret ingredient that the old man has cleverly not revealed. They keep trying things until the guy at Wifesaver one day wakes up in the middle of the night. Aha, I've got it. He goes in, mixes it, takes it to the club. They're like, this is it.
After all the trouble of perfectly recreating the pimento cheese sandwich, why did Augusta National take the business away from Wifesaver?
I guess it's a legal liability issue. I don't know. Augusta National doesn't comment on cheese, so I'm totally speculating now. And so they decided to move all the concessions in-house where they could follow serve-safe regulations, et cetera. They made the recipe and once again realized that they also did not know the secret ingredient, and the Wifesaver guy wouldn't tell them. Somebody made a call, and it was the wrong call. I mean, I wonder, like, you know, I don't know if you can get your green jacket taken. I mean, do you think they make them wear like a yellow, like the Shane jacket? You know, like you're the pimento cheese guy to wear a yellow jacket.
If you screwed up the pimento cheese thing, you have to wear a candy stripe jacket.
Totally, or like plaid, or like, you know, like some a hippie professor would wear with like the arm patches. Like, that's what you're wearing.
A pimento cheese sandwich from the concession stand will run you about a buck and a half, so it's a low-risk gamble for fans, or patrons, as they're called at the club. How are they reacting to the 2013 rendition of the sandwich?
Some say, oh, I like the spice. A fan I corresponded with, Paul Jones, said, quote, I'm fine with adding the female members, and I'm tolerating the belly putters, but changing the pimento cheese recipe is taking change too damn far. We actually spent a lot of time trying to recreate the recipe. This is serious business, Bill.
Wright Thompson is a senior writer for ESPN, the magazine. You can link to his article, A Sandwich Stumper at the Masters, at our website, onlyagame.org. Wright, thank you very much for speaking with me, and, stay hungry.
Exactly. See you, Bill.